Claims of an Islamic State plot targeting Anzac events in Turkey might have cut crowd numbers this year, but those who braved the huge security operation say the event was as extraordinary as ever. Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey filed this report from Gallipoli.
For Perth man Dave Reed, Anzac Day at Gallipoli was overwhelming.
Once in a lifetime opportunity, mate. You know, you almost indescribable, and it is hard to give words to. Sensational, awesome, heartbreaking.
And he was undeterred by revelations that the event may have been targeted by an IS cell.
I got better things to do than worry about proxy terrorists, honestly.
It's the Anzac spirit.
It is.
In Etchiabat, the closest town to Anzac Cove, Farouk Karaman says there was never anything to worry about because thousands of security forces had been stationed across the peninsula. There's a huge increase in security, therefore nothing can happen here. Here is a peninsula, they wouldn't dare to do anything because they don't have the chance to escape. They've taken precautions for more than a week. With an increase in the security number, there's at least 1,000 more security forces. So they can't do anything. The security crackdown coincided with the arrest of four alleged IS suspects earlier this month. Turkish security sources say the man arrested this week was from the same cell. New Zealand Army veteran Royce Clark, who's from Christchurch, was here with his daughter, Christy. He said he'd been more concerned about the comments made by Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after the massacre in his hometown.
Yep, it was just total electioneering. We were worried about it at the time when he said that we were going to send Kiwis and Aussies home in boxes if we started racking things up over here. That's not what Aussies and Kiwis are all about.
Yeah, that's not what we do.
It's not what we do. So,
but the comment still was a little bit scary, right?
It was hurtful against us, but I'm aware that it was just electioneering on his part.
Mm. Have you felt any ill will towards Australians or Kiwis since you've been over here?
No. Absolutely none. Absolutely none. Mm. In fact, the people couldn't be more appreciative of Kiwis and Aussies coming over here.
Big security operations are likely to become a normal part of the Gallipoli commemorations. It's estimated that more than 10,000 IS fighters remain on the loose in Iraq, Syria and Turkey. This is Adam Harvey in Gallipoli for AM.